This is your NPR News Station 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili. There's a new twist in the feud between Governor Robert Bentley and former Alabama law enforcement agency head Spencer Collier. A trip to Las Vegas could put Bentley in hot water regarding campaign finance law and a look at the state's lack of oversight on religious daycare centers. Here to discuss this is Kyle Whitmire. He's state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Hi, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
It was announced yesterday that fired ALEAH Secretary Spencer Collier is now suing Governor Robert Bentley, Rebecca Mason, and current ALEAH Secretary Stan Stabler. Let's start there. Talk about this lawsuit.
Well, from his first press conference after he was fired, Spencer Collier has said that he, everything that he's saying, he would say under oath, and he invited the governor and the other parties, which you just named, to say the same things. And they have been haven't really been coming forward and saying that they'd be willing to do so. And he's also said that he welcomes that level of scrutiny. And, that we keep hearing about different investigations that are going on. But this really forces the issue. This gets him in a position, if he can get this to trial, or even to the point of taking depositions, to be able to put the governor, to put Rebecca Mason and others under oath and say, are you telling, are you telling the truth? Tell us what really happened.
So now he's suing Bentley for wrongful termination.
Right.
And also included in the next one is defamation of character.
Right.
He's suing Bentley, Rebecca Mason, and Stan Stabler. Can you explain the defamation of character that he's talking about?
Well, since he was fired, everyone involved in this, the governor especially, has said that he was fired for cause and that there is a criminal investigation going on and there's something big that we aren't seeing. People like me and other people in the media have said, tell us what that is. And there's a lot of, well, we can't jeopardize an ongoing investigation. There might be something, and that's fine. But what Collier is saying is, look, you're telling people basically that I'm a criminal. And if you're not willing to go out and talk about that, then you need to shut up.
Included in this lawsuit is Bentley's 501c4, the Alabama Council for Excellence in Government, and Rebecca Mason's company, RCM Communications. What are the claims being made against these entities?
Well, there's the one issue with the governor is executive immunity, and Collier thinks that he can get around that because it doesn't cover fraud, it doesn't cover illegal activity. But also here is what he called Rebecca Mason the de facto governor of Alabama. She's been paid at least in part through this dark money group, the Alabama ACEGOV is what's the acronym. And he says that she has been the architect behind this whole thing. So he's taking her to court as well.
Last November, Bentley took a handful of staff members, including Rebecca Mason, to Las Vegas for the Republican Governors Association meeting. While there, they caught a show, Celine Dion. As someone who used to live in Las Vegas, I know that is not a cheap show. What's the issue with this trip?
Well, one is just the use of the state aircraft and whether taking the state plane and taking these staffers, including Rebecca Mason, there is an appropriate use of state resources. The governor, the state was reimbursed, but what is peculiar here is how the state was reimbursed. The governor wrote a check the day, strange timing, but the day after Spencer Collier went public with his allegations, the governor wrote a check to the state of Alabama out of his campaign account. And his spokesperson says that they were waiting on money from the Republican Governors Association, their reimbursement for them. Well, there's a problem with that. As a lot of lawmakers know, not a lot of Alabamians may not be familiar with this, but there is a window in time in which you can accept donations into your campaign account. And that window is 12 months before an election. And if you have campaign debt 120 days after the election, well, that was past the 120-day mark. He had paid off all of his campaign debt. So accepting that money into his account is potentially a Class B felony.
You wrote a column recently about Alabama's lack of regulation regarding religious daycare centers. What prompted you to write this column?
We participate in a project with the Center for Investigative Journalism to look at Center for Investigative Reporting to look at this issue in Alabama. Alabama is one of a handful of states that allows religious affiliated daycares basically to take a pass on the law of any sort of oversight of those facilities. And it really is pretty ugly. This is not a religious liberties issue. This is a child welfare issue. We're not talking about curriculum here. We're talking about making sure that people who work at the daycare are not child predators, making sure that, you know, wall sockets have plugs in them so that a kid can't go over and put their finger in there and get hurt. This is something that the state has not paid any attention to, and it's high time that it start doing so.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.